Hey, would y'all pray with me for a second? Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this day, and I thank you for the opportunity to share what you've done in my life. I just pray that you will speak through me, and I just thank you for each of these people in this room. I pray this in your name. Amen. Hi, my name is Kate Wilson, and I am a senior here at SMU. And I'm a believer in Jesus Christ who struggles with alcohol, people-pleasing, seeking the approval of others, and codependency. I'm here to speak tonight about my personal struggles with alcohol and to share with you the hope that Christ has given to me. First, I feel like I need to give you a little bit of a background. I grew up in a Christian home where both of my parents were fully devoted followers of Christ, and I accepted Christ into my heart at the age of 4. We've always gone to church, and I've been blessed to have a real relationship with Christ for most of my life. I was always the good girl type. I did well in school. I was very involved in my church and in youth groups, and I didn't even think about drinking before I was 21. Yet, one thing that you have to understand is that the reason I was such a good girl was not because I was just born that way, and at times it wasn't even to please God. It was because I have a strong desire to please the people around me. My family lived this cookie-cutter life, and I had to fit the mold, just like my perfect parents fit the mold and my two perfect sisters, which is a lot of pressure. I started dating a boy when I was a junior in high school, and I followed him here to SMU. During my freshman year in college, my perfect little world came shattering down when I found out that my father had been unfaithful to my mom about 20 years ago when they were in the early years of their marriage, and it had just come out. Then, 3 years ago. And he also told us that he was an alcoholic. And this just totally rocked my world. He was my idol, he was my daddy, my strong fortress, and I had to learn the hard way that he was only a human. So throughout the next few years, my family really struggled to hold it all together. And instead of turning to Christ in this time of need, I turned to my boyfriend. I made him the total focus of my life. He was my other half, and I would do everything to make him happy so that he would never hurt me like my dad hurt my mom. I became paranoid, jealous, and I kept running further and further from Christ. This codependency was completely unhealthy and totally unfair to my boyfriend. When we broke up halfway through my sophomore year of college, this dependency left me incomplete. So I turned to my friends, to partying, and to drinking to fill that hole instead of my Lord Jesus. I want to explain in a little bit more detail why I believe I turned to alcohol to numb my pain. First of all, when my mom first found out about my dad's infidelity, she turned to alcohol to escape that pain. Watching her drink that year subconsciously made me think it was okay to use alcohol as an escape, even if it was momentary and you felt awful the next day. Also, as I told you before, I do struggle with people-pleasing and as well as wanting the approval of those around me. So the group of friends that I was hanging out with was living the typical college life, and I wanted to just fit in so badly and be accepted by them. So I drank too. I saw the people around me laughing, taking shots, having that feeling of false, jolly camaraderie, and I really wanted to be a part of that. But little did I know, it would slowly kill the person that Christ had made me to be. One afternoon, hungover, I just couldn't do it anymore. I could not ignore the tugging at my heart that I know was the Holy Spirit, and I could not keep making everyone else happy at the expense of my own happiness. I was alone, I was tired, and I was scared. For some reason, God had protected me. I don't really understand why, but really nothing bad ever happened to me, and I didn't have the terrible low that it takes a lot of people to stop drinking. But I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know the next step to make. And so I went to my parents, because after all of the troubles that they went through with their marriage, our family had become much more real and much more open. They had both been attending a Christ-centered 12-step program at our church called Celebrate Recovery. And I had seen the amazing work that God had done in their lives and their marriage through the program of CR. And so when I reached this breaking point, I realized that maybe CR could help me too. So I went to CR. I was very scared. That first time was very scary, but I quickly realized that Celebrate Recovery alone could not save me. It is only the tool that Christ uses to work through me in ways that, honestly, words just don't do justice. I reconnected with my God, and I began to work through the issues that were behind the drinking, because the drinking wasn't the real problem. That was just kind of the mask. And I realized that alcohol was just the substance I had used to cope, and it can be so many different things for different people. But God showed me the deeper issues that I struggle with in my life. About a month into CR, I decided to stop drinking cold turkey. And those were the most difficult times in my life. Not because I craved the alcohol, but how could you be in college, be social, without drinking? I just didn't know what to do. I couldn't think about how could I be at a party, how could I be at a function without having a drink. And so I soon found out that through God, nothing is impossible, and that I could be social and fun without drinking. But saying that it was not easy would be an understatement. There were certain steps I take now to help myself prepare for the night ahead. Instead of listening to the music that I used to get ready to, like rap or other fun kind of going out music, I try when I'm by myself to listen to just my favorite Christian singers so I can kind of get my mind focused on Christ before I go. And I also found a fun non-alcoholic drink that I didn't order all the time. It may sound silly, but I get Shirley Temples. And I would get one of those so that I had something fun and different to drink while my friends were drinking mojitos or margaritas. I realized that being in control, having the ability to drive and taking care of my friends was very gratifying. It was much more gratifying than waking up with a terrible headache, throwing up, or not really remembering quite exactly what you said to someone the night before. Alcohol is a tricky substance. Yet through the past year of working through what Christ wants for me in relation to it, I found that it's all about motives. Why am I drinking? And what is making me want to have that next drink? If it is because I'm insecure, uncomfortable, wanting to fit in, wanting to escape some kind of pain, something along those lines, then I'm not going to drink. But because I am 21, if I'm in a situation where I'm surrounded by fellow followers of Christ who know me and love me, and I want to drink because I like that particular drink, then I believe that it's okay. You just have to be aware of your motives. You have to stay focused on Christ and remember moderation. It's just all about the status of your heart. Where is your heart? Is it grasped by Christ's love and grace? Or is it like mine was, being choked by the pressures of this dark world? My struggles, they're not over. Each day I struggle, and it may be a little different every day. But the freedom that I have found in turning to Christ instead of the world gives me that courage to live from day to day in a world that it's not my home. The verse that stuck with me throughout my journey of recovery is Galatians 5:1, which says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." I challenge you tonight to turn to Christ and allow him to set you free. I promise it's the greatest joy you'll ever feel. Will y'all pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for just your grace and your mercy and your love. And I thank you for each of these people in this room tonight, Lord. I just pray that you will bless them and bless their lives. And I just thank you for just the work that you've done in me and the freedom that I feel. And I pray for that same freedom for each of these people, Lord. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight, Father. And I just pray that you will bless the rest of the night. Praising your name. Amen.